Father, John the Baptist baptized many to change their hearts and lives. He came dressed very strange in camel's hair with leather belt around his waist. He ate locusts and wild honey. Would we have judged him for his appearance in today's world? Most likely. But Lord, help us look beyond the facade to a person's heart. Do they produce fruit that shows a change in heart and life? John was a voice shouting in the wilderness, preparing the way for the Christ. May we accept change to soften our hearts through endurance and encouragement of your word, and inspect the fruit that indeed shows a change in heart, so that we can live a life acceptable to you. In Christ Jesus we pray. Amen. Endurance, encouragement, and fruit inspection. Say what? In Romans, Paul advised us to let the scripture do its magic. I'd like to expand a little bit on exercising and maintaining health and improving your muscle strength. Wise, if you continue to maybe push away from the intake of food so much and exercise more, the weight will begin to stabilize and you'll become more and more energetic. Have you ever noticed that when you exercise? You're tough and you feel a little pain maybe, but without the pain there is no gain. You agree?
I agree.
Yeah, so what the message of endurance in the scripture was written in the past, was written for our instruction so that we could have hope through endurance and through the encouragement of the scripture. So may we continue to celebrate the risen Christ by exercising the scripture, by getting into the scripture and understanding what the word really means. You know, John the Baptist, he was in the wilderness, but I imagine the endurance strengthened him for the mission. The mission was to enlighten a people to change their hearts and their lives. He also recognized the phonies. He said, "Who brought you, you den of snakes, you serpents? Who brought you into here, you hypocrites?" The Pharisees and Sadducees came to be baptized, but was not willing to change. They were there only for their constituencies. They were there only to make a showing. So it was the right thing to do. Have you ever seen politicians do that? So may we open our eyes and our minds and our hearts to change. Let's look to the eternal light of salvation, and look to Jesus and how Jesus can change the hearts and the lives of so many. So, endure. Exercise. Be encouraged by the Holy Spirit. And inspect the fruit along the way. Recognize those that are offering bad fruit. Look for the good fruit. Let us pray.